Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
Jump on the phone, weigh in on this. On Quora, the website, it's a website where you can ask a question and then everybody can just jump on and answer it.
Right.
So it's like a hive mind.
It's like
thing.
WikiHelp.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. So I was perusing it the other day and I came across a conversation.
Did you have a question?
No, for content.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Just a little bit mine of, that gold.
Yeah. I'm bringing my own stuff to the table, that's for sure. So there's a conversation happening at the moment around the recruitment process. And a guy said, if during an interview you were asked if you could be a fruit, which would you be? How would you respond? Because apparently that's what some businesses, some recruitment companies are actually asking prospective employees during the interview process. And the major response to it, the best response to it was from a recruiter, and they said, I know what those questions are meant to do. If I'm interviewing for a job and my interviewer really asked me that in earnest, these guys have some terrible processes and they need help. So,
is it a trick question? Like, are you supposed to like be up in arms and be like, what does that have to do with it? And then they're like, you're hired.
No, it's more like I think it's more of like a insight into how your mind works. Like, what kind of person are they? What are they gonna? How would they describe themselves as a fruit? So, if you were gonna be a fruit, this on you right now. What would you be? Do you want time to think about it?
Kiwi.
Kiwi. Interesting. Why? I think I know.
Oh, don't go on. What?
Well,
the fairy outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit.
Right. Okay. Also, but it's like I'm nice. Refreshing.
Quite tart.
Tart. But also, you have to leave me alone for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I need alone time.
Yeah.
Because you know how citrus burns sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm a good time.
Yeah.
But I also just need to hang by myself with my other citruses.
Can't have too much of you.
No. Can't have too much. Everyone wants a piece. Everyone wants a piece.
Yeah.
But you have to, sometimes you just have to give it a rest.
Yeah. Do you know one of my favourite memes of all time? It just reminded me then. Is the banana one when it's ripe and it's like, I'm not ripe. And then 3 a.m. whispers in your ear, I'm ripe. And then by 6 a.m. when you're awake, it's brown.
So that's you?
No. I think I would be a rock melon. Here's why. Quite thick skin.
Honeydew or rock melon?
No, rock melon.
Okay, good. Because people get it confused.
Quite thick skinned.
Yes.
But also quite pale and unappealing to look at.
Right? No, but really, but... Nice.
A little bit, yeah, okay, a little bit bland in flavour, not for everyone, and even the people who do like me aren't quite sure why. Also,
oh, there's more.
In a group, if you put me in fruit salad, which everyone does, but no one knows why, just really there to make up numbers, aren't I? Just to fill space in the bowl to make it look like there's more fruit there than really. You're not going for the rock melon first, are you, in a fruit salad?
Well, you know what? I do. Because I like rock melon.
Yeah,
and this is why, we work.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, what fruit would you be? If you could be a fruit, let's try and do some sort of recruitment kind of mental analysis of you. Ed in St. Albans Park, good morning. What fruit would you be?
Good morning, fruit salad alumni. I would be a pineapple.
Okay,
why is that, Ed?
I think I know.
Well, initially I am hard on the touch, but you've got to get through my exterior. But if you put me with others, I'm the star of the salad.
Oh!
You are. You're also quite prickly on the outside.
Well, that's your opinion.
See?
That's something totally a pineapple would say.
Yes.
That's your opinion. Boom, there we go. Point proven.
This is excellent.
We've got Scott from Inverleigh. What do you reckon, Scott? What type of fruit are you?
Well, I was going to say pineapple as well because I'm thick. You know, some say I'm a bit thick and I'm prickly on the outside.
Yeah.
Very sweet on the inside, but I'm also good on pizza.
Yes.
Ah.
Okay.
So.
I don't know what that metaphor
means. Oh, no, hang on. So you love your pizza. Is everyone
love
to be like.
Pizza.
Or, for some reason, I got an image of Scott lying on pizza. And then I thought, that's not right, is it?
Quite erotic.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.
Still in the studio, you hung around. as is your wont, as you do sometimes, which we love.
We love.
You sure? Because yes. I just keep hanging around and you guys like every now and then I catch you two looking at each other going, is someone else going to, are you going to tell him to leave or am I going to tell him to leave?
No, that Tom's just looking at me like, I farted, do you reckon he knows? That's what he's looking at me for.
So true. We a long time ago, we tried to do that once where we were like, all right, well, we should all probably go to try and get you to leave so you would think that we were leaving, but you didn't buy it because we still had an hour and a half of the show to go. So you just sat there oblivious and called our bluff. Just quickly, we were talking earlier on the show about something that recruitment agencies and some businesses are using in an interview to kind of establish what type of personality people are. And other recruitment agencies are saying, look, if that's a question you're asking, then you've got big problems. It's not really a good question to be asking. But then we put it to the people.
Yeah, we did.
And the question is, what fruit would you be? If you were a fruit, what fruit would you be? Now, just for context, Loggy, what are you?
Kiwi. Hairy on the outside, but really nice on the inside. Although, it's like I'm special and like exciting, but you can't have too much of me.
Mm.
Because you'll burn yourself. Okay. You know what I mean? I also need to be left alone for
surprise seeds.
You've really thought about that, haven't you?
No, it just came to me. It works so perfectly.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Right, what did you say?
I'm a rock melon, so I've got quite a thick exterior.
Yeah.
I'm also quite smooth. However, I'm quite pale and unattractive. And I make up the numbers in fruit salad. I'm not there. Nobody really likes rock melon, and the people that do like rock melon aren't even sure why they like rock melon, you know? So quite bland.
Okay.
Not bland, beautiful. Smells nice always.
Yeah.
And non-offensive. Just so
it's,
there.
It's kind of just a sort of a chance to talk yourself up as a fruit though.
Yeah.
Because it's in a job interview.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. So just it's more like what fruit tendencies match your personality?
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. I'm thinking watermelon.
You're a watermelon. Interesting.
All right.
A fairly tough exterior.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, I'm red.
Yeah.
So I kind of got to throw that one in there.
Yeah.
But you know, just when it's good and it's ripe and it's nice and juicy, it's delicious.
Wow. Okay. I don't think Liggy gets All
right. You should have just stopped at watermelon. Yeah, no explanation. Thanks, Liggy.
Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily.
Welcoming to the studio some friends of the show who we've not seen for quite a while.
Oh, no.
Ten High Fly are the band. Sam Hansen joins us. So does Paul O'Reilly. Good morning, guys.
Morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. It's so good to have you back.
Don't be shy, guys.
Good
you can talk. Up. Yeah, yes,
good
yes.
Good to be in. So we don't know what it's like to be out of the house. That's what it feels like. Wearing different clothes at least too.
Yeah. Spruce up.
My boots. I haven't worn my boots in ages. Oh, it's great. Lovely. I just wore them for you, Tom.
You are. So you're dressed as a cowboy today.
I am. Yes. Yeah. Probably the Calamity Jane sort of thing. You're running.
Yes. See?
I would say.
And Paul as well. You're a Calamity Jane fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, there we go. Beautiful. Mm. Nice. Gotta see, stay. Tom? Everyone knows Calamity Jane.
We're out of time to talk about your new album. Sorry, guys. have you seen Gavin and Stacey, the TV show? I mean, this is an Ocean Grove stitch-up, this is.
Yes.
I'm the only person that doesn't have property in Ocean Grove here.
And for anyone that doesn't know what the hell we're talking about, you and I were speaking about what is the most niche thing ever to be said on this show, and I love Calamity Jane, you love Gavin and Stacey, so it turns out no one knows what Gavin and Stacey is, but everyone knows what Calamity Jane is.
Except if you look at the poll on our Instagram, sorry guys, we've hijacked this, but if you look at the poll on our Instagram, Gavin and Stacey is way ahead in terms of what people love, so... There you go. Let's talk about you guys now. So, Ten High Fly, you've been a band for a while. You've had the EP. You did the debut EP,
yes.
And now you're unleashing a full album.
Yes, came out a week ago,
last Thursday.
So
something like that.
It's all happening.
Yeah,
it's great. We're getting good feedback, and it's a great step in a direction that we didn't think we'd take at this time of the year. So
yeah,
it's sort of,
yeah.
You know, we thought 2020 was going to be a pretty big year musically for us. And the live scene sort of died, so we've just pushed through, haven't we, Paul?
Yeah, it just gave us the opportunity to get this project done and dusted.
And we were speaking off air, Paul, you were saying as well, it's so weird to record things on Zoom, and you were getting sent, you know, drum tracks and different bits of music, and Sam, you know, with his dulcet tones, beautiful. And, you know, that process, recording like that, definitely new for both of you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, a lot of large files as we, were discussing. So it actually worked out really well. It sort of gave us the chance to, I suppose, hone in on our own performances before we sort of threw them up to the cloud for me or Sam to pick up and deal with,
It was a good experience, just different.
Well, I imagine it'd be very different because the recording process for a band would be you guys would all be in the same room. You might not all be in the recording kind of booth together at the same time, but you'd be standing there with the producer. You'd be listening to takes. Yeah. It'd be bang, bang.
Like the team atmosphere. Yeah. It wasn't the case. Yeah. I'm sitting there getting frustrated at the laptop and sending stuff to Paul, and he's like, what is this? And it's interesting.
So, automatically we become distant engineers, producers, and sort of did it all ourselves.
And good on you for continuing on with it, because obviously this album has been in the works for quite a while.
Yeah.
And we, as fans of Ten High Fly, have been waiting for this album. And now, what is it, 12, 13 songs on the album?
Yeah,
yeah. 11.
11 songs,
No shows what I know.
Yeah,
there could be a secret one in there somewhere.
There might be. Maybe there's a bit of Calamity Jane style secret song in there. But yeah, so that's really cool that you actually still continued on with it and it didn't stop you too much.
Hence the name of the album, I think, being Roller Coaster, because I think over the last year and a half we've had so many hurdles that we've jumped, not just personally, but as a band and as recording this album and different situations in it all. And then it comes to this very end when we can't see each other, we can't do anything, and we actually bring the album out. It was like a roller coaster. So we're sort of coming down off that last little thing about to disembark and then go back up again and have a ball. So hopefully the live stuff, you know, opens back up. Hey, but we're here doing this live.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
This could be the start of something beautiful, guys.
I think it's been March or Feb since we've played together.
Yeah, it's been a while. Farewell.
I guess as a band you would spend a lot of time in each other's pockets. You know, you're driving around, you're playing gigs, you're rehearsing and all that. So it might actually have helped, so you're not sick of each other, you're super keen to spend more time together.
I think we're sick of each other through the Zoom.
You're
on mute again, Paul.
There's a reason for that.
I can lip read. I'll wear my mask.
All right, well, so Roller Coaster is out now, and we can find it streaming services.
We'll have some physical copies soon, but we're just chucking it out there for everyone to be sitting on their bums inside and
that's
at home.
Awesome.
And it's a lot easier than driving around delivering CDs to everyone.
Yeah.
You probably don't have a CD player anymore anyway.
No.
I definitely do. I would love a CD. So just let me know when you just come around to my place. We live just down the road from each other, Tom.
Ocean Grove gear because you won't be able to stop me. God, I love the place. And we're joined in the studio by the guys from Ten High Fly, Sam Hansen, a.k.a. Jam Pants On, and Paul O'Reilly, lead guitarist and the rhythm guitarist. Mate, you've got a brand new album out, Roller Coaster. We're here to celebrate. We're here to get some live acoustic music back on the radio. Yes. All right, guys. Ten High Fly, Pray to Keep, brand new music live on K-Rock 955. Hit it, boys.
Wrong.
Fly live acoustic. That's cool, guys. That's a bit of a departure from, I know it's more of a country style song, but it's a bit of a departure from what we've heard from you in the past.
Yes, definitely.
Is there more like that on the album?
It's really funny. You know, we wrote the album predominantly, I suppose, to play festivals, you know, and we looked at it and went, well, what's the point of just having every song the same theme? If you want to play festivals, you want to get out there.
Yeah.
You could play a country one. You could play a blues festival. You could play a you know, rock, a folk. You know, there's everything on the album, and that's probably the name Rollercoaster as well. You know, it's sort of all over the place. But that's what we want, because
we just let it spill out. We didn't really aim for any specific genre at all.
No direction. Just keep going.
Yeah. I love that. Just good feeling on every tune.
Yeah, as well. Yeah,
which exactly. You're known for, guys. So that's good.
Any German slap dance on there?
Reggae song.
Reggae. Chuck the dreads on.
Down for a while. Not a reggae album.
Great. Ocean Grove's finest. 10 High Fly. Hey, guys, thanks so much for coming in. As we said, Rollercoaster is the name of the album. Thanks for coming in this morning,
Thank you for having us, guys.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily.